Point number 10. Misericordia, Compassion Sanctuary. Misericordia Sanctuary, also known locally as San Sebastian Hermitage, was erected in several eras, but what we know for sure is that a hermitage existed in the 15th century, just like the documents which are well saved in the city's archives show. Faith and love to the Misericordia Virgin was very deep in Vinaros and surrounding towns in the area, and started the building of stables and refuges for the pilgrims that came from afar to visit the saint. The pilgrims walked for days to get here and rested and took strength in the sanctuary after seeing the Virgin. They then returned happily to their towns for seeing the saint who protected them. If we enter the square, we can get closer to the view tower, where you can enjoy spectacular views of the sea. On a clear day, you can even see the Columbretz Islands. Let's look at the coast of Vinaros, Benicarló, Peñíscola from here, next to the great sea the pirates used to get to these towns. If we turn around and look towards the buildings, we will see that the space that houses the sanctuary is formed from left to right of 5 high arcades. Next, between the stables and the hermitage, you will see the guest house with only one door and a small window at the front where the pilgrims rested and stayed the night if necessary. Next to the hermitage, on the right-hand side, we can see the hermit's old house. The person that lived there and guarded the hermitage. This is a typical 16th century house, but was extended in the 18th century and is now a restaurant. In the square you are in, the old wooden doors were replaced for today's iron ones, with the donation from Miquel Arribas from Vinaros. This gentleman died in Paris in 1900 and left all his money to his town. We also planted poplars and painted the church, just as the plaque under the church choir explains. The best thing to do is enter the temple to admire its beauty. Point number 10.1. Inside the temple. In the hall ceiling, you will see that above you, in the vaults and the dome, there are paintings representing religious and Bible scenes, showing images of the heroines Jael, Judith, Maria de Aaron, and Ruth. On the walls, we can admire ceramic murals, possibly from the famous Alcora ceramics. These panels depict pictures of hunters in the countryside and fishermen and merchants in the port. Nowadays, the people of Vinaros celebrate a pilgrimage to their patron, Misericordia Virgin, on the last Sunday of May, and to their patron saint, Saint Sebastian, on the 20th of January, who also holds a distinguished place in this church. The sanctuary is not only the scene of popular and religious representation, but also hosts concerts, exhibitions, and other festivities. So during the summer months, they hold a series of concerts in the sanctuary square, and the stables host the exhibits and celebrations such as the Vinaros Langoustine National Cooking Competition Gala Dinner. It is also a much visited area because it is pleasant to walk and run around this small mountain and breathe fresh air overlooking the sea. The sea. This is as much as I can tell you, my friends. I have greatly enjoyed discovering the history of Vinaros, my valiant town, for you, and explaining the importance of the port, her ships, streets, and people. I would love to see you here again soon, where I will explain some of my other secrets and memories. Farewell, my little sailors. See you next time, my good friends. Now note the aspect of the building. The church's facade stands out for its symmetry and balanced shape. This means that if you trace a line from the church door to the ceiling to fold like paper, we would see two equal parts. Note that there are two bell towers on each side with their own door. If we take a step back, we can see that a large blue and white tiled semicircular dome overhangs the roof, colours that remind us of the sea. Now, let's enter the old church. We can see that the building is a rectangular floor with a Latin cross. Note that many churches use this shape to remember Christ's cross. On the sides of the church heading, we can find the lateral chapels where the saints that people pray to protect sailors for good crops in the fields and to protect themselves from plague and disease were. And if we stop for a minute and look at the ceiling, we can see a center dome and another over the altar. To conclude this visit to the building, I propose that we visit the St. Victoria Chapel next to the temple I already showed you. To do this, you must go outside, turn right, go under the arch a few meters away on St. Thomas Street. Here you will find the chapel, built to guard a treasure. It is there where the body of St. Victoria rests. Virgin and martyr since 1785. The body of the saint was brought from faraway Lucina Roman Cemetery to Vinaros and placed in the chapels next to the images of St. Christ of the Hospital and Nazarene. Over the door of the St. Victoria Chapel, we can see a colour picture of the saint on traditional Valencia 18th century tiles. But this is not the original image. The real one is in the local museum. Now let us return to St. Augustine Square to visit the old town hall, known as Council House. Point number 4, Council House.